In the gospel, Jesus leaves the scribes and Pharisees on Moses' seat as teachers and preachers. He tells the multitudes and his disciples, whatever they tell you to do, observe and do it. But then Jesus also knocks the legs out from under them. Yes, observe what they tell you, but most certainly don't do what they do. They get caught up in honors that they won't even lift a finger to ease the weight of the law that they have loaded on men. Jesus talks about them and they, but realize the closest thing to Moses' seat that there is around here is the preaching office. Jesus is also talking about us. The Pharisees were very impressed with long-fringed garments and broad phylacteries, high-sounding greetings and titles. And what shall we say? Very impressive, these chasubles and pectoral crosses and reverend titles. But of course, the problem isn't really the phylacteries or the pectoral crosses or long or broad fringes or chasubles or titles of honor or any of those things. Fine and good. Enjoy them and use them when and where they work well. No, the problem is not with these outward trappings. The problem is what is underneath them all. And underneath them all, you find you. You are the problem. For some inscrutable reason, Christ, in his wisdom, has put or is putting you into the holy ministry. No, I don't mean that the problem is pastors today or seminarians today. It's always been the same. Every single man ever ordained into the holy office has been a poor, miserable sinner. Every single pastor has been tempted to be impressive. So Jesus mercifully knocks the legs out from under the Pharisees and scribes. But he also does the same to us. No matter how big your pectoral cross, no matter how brilliant your chasuble, you are not impressive. No matter how resonant a voice you have, no matter how many people you have brought in, no matter how theologically astute you are not impressive. For that matter, God forbid, no matter how dashing your power suit might look, or no matter how down to earth your polo shirt and chinos, you are not impressive. Take it from Jesus. Jesus kicks the feet out from under us. And now repeat after Jesus, I am a poor, miserable sinner. Jesus, have mercy upon me. In the gospel, when Jesus says, he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, he's talking about himself. Or really, who is the greatest? Certainly not you. And never will you be. Or Peter, or Mary, or anyone else. There's only one who could possibly be the greatest. That, of course, is Jesus. You know that he's the greatest because you know that he is the Son of God. But even more, you know that he is the greatest because he serves you with such utter humility and without the slightest thought for himself. Jesus must be the greatest, for he has become the very lowest, and he said, "He who humbles himself will be exalted." And Jesus has gotten so low that he has even gotten underneath you. You lying spiritually prone in dust and ashes, and Jesus takes on flesh and blood so that he can crawl underneath you, so that he can scoop up your sin and carry it with him all the way down to the cross. To go so low for you, he must be the very greatest. You know that Jesus is the greatest, for he serves the most and the best. Even since his cross, his resurrection, his ascension, when has Jesus ever stopped serving his church, lifting his church, lifting you up out of the dust, and washing you with his baptism and absolution, and then feeding you with forgiveness, with nothing less than his own holy body and blood? A tireless nurse and servant, lifting you back up off the ground and opening your lips again so that you may now once again truly show forth his praise. Jesus is the greatest, for he is the lowliest servant. Now that's impressive. Jesus is impressive. You want to impress people really, even if they won't think it's very impressive at all, serve them Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.